When I'm preparing food, I look out of the window at the nursing home. When I'm eating, I look at the graveyard. It's quite the roller coaster. Every day I lock eyes with one elderly patient propped up on his pillows, staring straight back at me through his window. I waved once and got no response. He's either suffering from dementia or he knows who I am and doesn't have the strength to raise his middle finger. In the earliest hours of the morning, the nurses at the nursing home, it would be odd to have nurses at a graveyard, gather outside to gossip and smoke. Because I've stopped watching the news, the soft trill of their conversation acts as a sort of virus progression barometer. If I wake up to the sound of laughter, then all is well, and COVID has not yet suffered the journey to Norwich, a journey which, to be fair, is a bit of a bugger, even for so-called worldwide pandemics. Norwich isn't on the way to anywhere, so not many can be bothered to make the trip. My building is at the ancient, overgrown, neglected end of the graveyard, which is a little too symbolically on the nose for this writer's comfort. At the other end of it, the newbie dead are still rocking their Sunday best, but in my corner, squirrels cavort over the disintegrating remains of the long gone. In the early evening, junkies dart through the staggered gravestones like dark fish at the bottom of a rock pool, shouting over distances because one is always faster than the other. I don't know it yet, but this flat is where I'll spend the next 2 years, my TV writing career.